it. Don't make no difference where it is. Who cares? Okay. I thought you were trying to get an ass. There's a flow time. A new time. That's the nature of life. The word. See, now that's the new survival. Word was made first and transformed. Some of them back then. Yeah. You see? You understand? New survival. You understand? Yahweh. You understand? The Father. The Word. And what we do. You see that now? Yeah. That's easily our one. One heart, one God. Hey, it's like a photon, neutron, the electron is one atom. But God told Noah to build an ark. How am I going to do it? Make it a lower deck, a middle deck, and a upper deck. You understand? You see that? What do you think it like that for? How did that fool get the ark? You see what I mean? You see that now? What are you talking about? I'm talking about this name. He's talking about his virgin succeeding and bringing forth his son. That's what's called his name. Emmanuel. Now that's what I'm talking about there. That's right. See what his name is? Now you follow it? Are you able to follow the concept of the star? You know, I'm trying to invest it and find out whether it's true or not. Now, that's what I'm doing. Now, Moses said that God divides the light from darkness. But don't you see, all I have to do is look at the tabernacle and see the structure, and then run it all the way through, and I can see that anybody thought about the light from the darkness, because most holy places divide from that. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. And then I can see each day why he divides this and that and the other. Each day, because it's created by the earth, and the outside fact. You see that now? Here comes Paul again. First chapter of Romans, 21st. Listen. For the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world, glory be, no mistake, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and God. You see that now? The invisible thing, you can't see with your eye, the invisible thing. See the real prayer. No need of stumbling and running around. I don't care that's about the translation. You understand the mistranslation and the interpolation? You see what I mean? The fact that God made out here, there isn't any mistranslation in it. Heaven, so forth. Is that right? The front. You understand? The Messiah said to Nicodemus, one of the scholarly educated boys of the Sanhedrin Council of Scribes, if I tell you a bunch of things and you don't understand them, don't have no way to tell you about it. You're telling me a spiritual thing. You understand? He was talking to him about being born again. Well, if Nicodemus didn't understand a spiritual thing, he had no take it. Understand? He was a spiritual person, right? Okay? So a bird is telling seeds, frankly, you understand? And he wouldn't know you see it now?
Right.
Not only that, in this vision, Moses said, now listen, are you listening?
Yeah.
That in this vision, he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form. Remember I told you that he took on faith and form before he began to create. And before that, it was without shape and form. Spirit, you don't have no describable way to describe and draw in line a mark of delineation between the spirit and matter. You understand? That's the reason why the so-called smart folks of today. You understand? There always has to be somebody that, you know, outstanding. See, we call ourselves modern philosophical psychologists, the new psychological religion, you understand? And we're talking about the universal mind. See? And it's connected and joined with the subconscious mind. You understand? And beneath that, then you have the conscious mind. You see? You want to join and relate it to the earth. But then look here, where is the separation? How do you get the line to tell me the difference between the universal mind and the subconscious mind? Now, if you can't tell me, then I just forget it. Just get up. You see? How are you going to draw a line of distinction between light and darkness? See? When it's just man, did you understand? And anybody knows anything about that in this car. Understand? When that high priest walks once a year into the most holy place, that's once a year. See, and it's just that there, that's his foot passed over that there. You understand? It can't stop like you couldn't be it. You see what I mean? They just done that quick. You couldn't take it yourself. Do you see what I'm talking about? All right, now he said the earth was without form. Now remember, God is the Father. Mother Earth. She's without any shape. And without any form, say. Is that right? Mother Earth. Is that right? Moses took this shape, no form. Moses said his spirit that way first. In the vision. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it began to take on shape and form. See, vegetation and animal life. Is that right?
Yes.
See, you can't argue. You just up again. You just up again. Now that's all we need for that. See, there ain't no need to run down and say, well, I don't, we don't tell us about that. You do us all about my interest. You see what I mean? Wait a minute. Now that's the way the earth was. See, now he created the earth, and that's the way it is in the day. Now that's Mother Earth. Then it began to take on shape and form. Is that right? So matter then, it says, matter then was presented the most. And it's amazed to amaze. And in this conglomerate,
yes,
it's a coiling mass of matter. You understand? An amalgamation of atoms. You understand?
Yes.
Without any descriptive shape or form. That's the earth. And then it begins to take on shape and form. You understand? That's Mother Earth. She's in a virtuous state before anything, any sin was ever committed upon. Yahweh is the Father. You understand? And he's bringing them out of the womb and bowels of Mother Earth, shape and form, everything. And the earth appears that way. The invisible is understood by the visible. So matter was produced in it without shape and form. You see that now?
Yeah.
Then it begins to take on shape and form. You see that now? Now listen, I'm asking something. That's Mother Earth. That's God. Mother Earth. In other verses, faith, bringing forth those things that faith and form. You understand? And everything that was there, every animal, and so-called animal. There is no such thing as an animal. So every so-called inanimate object in the universe has to reflect that God is in nature.
Yeah.
That's why you can't find nothing but a reflection in all nature.
For the invisible is understood from the visible. And the way that was produced, you understand, God, you understand, then he had to produce a man. Then take the woman out of the man. You understand? Disappointed. Because that's the masculine and feminine attribute. You say, united into an embodiment. And this is the source of everything that ever made something.
Yes.
And you're going to think, oh, it's that top of everything in the earth. You understand? So then you have to reach down there and form the man.
Yes.
Not because he couldn't go back and cut up some mud and fix up a woman just like he did the man, but can't do it that way.
Yes. See? You've got to take the woman out of the man.
Yes.
You know, all of this.
You understand? That's Mother Earth. You understand? Now here you come. You listen for some air there. And you and your smart self. The test of validity, the divine authenticity, the accuracy and the infallibility of scripture. And whether it's character, whether things come from God or not. You see what I mean? Yeah, you and your wife. And you know the... Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you sure you're listening? The reason why I ask you that is because it happened to the listening. The world out there, they don't know about it.
Don't forget the truth, the truth, that is.
So the masculine and feminine, schematic story, that's secreted or generated in the human body. You don't have to try to mix up none of it either. See? And insert it into the womb of the female. And it's without any particular description, shape, or form.
Just like Mother Earth, she was produced that way. Lord. You see what I mean?
And that's the nice story that injected into the womb of the female. You understand? And then it begins to take on shape and form. A child formed in that. You understand? And as soon as the way it comes back there, God in the creation, going forth now in that way, so we first see it. Then I will have to say.
You see what I mean? God bless all his name.
Amen. Do you see it now?
Yes.
Moses has to say, a prophet shall the Lord thy God raise up unto thee back unto me. Him shall you hear.
Yes.
And one has got to confirm the other. You see? And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Remember I told you that all them names, that's significant. Now, I had you to read the 7th chapter of Isaiah, the 14th verse, didn't I? Now I want you to read the 1st chapter of Matthew, in the 21st verse. Read it quick.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And she shall bring forth a son. Now Matthew talked about what's over there in Isaiah. All right, read.
Not to call his name Jesus.
Dead, no.
Read all, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Uh-huh. Read on.
Now all this was done.
Now this about Emmanuel, I say, and that's the making the 21st.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled.
All this was done that it might be fulfilled. So now you watch.
Which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, who shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel.
See, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. See? Well, is that what Isaiah said, Emmanuel? You see? Now they put Jesus in there. Don't wrong in that, right? Now, what's the meaning of the name Emmanuel? Read.
Which
by interpretation, just like Moses means drawn out. You understand? See? Drawn out of what?
He was
talking about?
You mean this must be drawn out.
Yes. Understand?
And this name must be Emmanuel,
which is by interpretation. What?
God with
us. You say, God is incarnated in that body.
Yeah.
You understand? God with us. God walking around in a physical body. That's never been understood.
See, you're in the woods like it's a song with all by himself, and don't that make one Drusilla? Don't make three Drusillas, does it?
Makes one God here, which by interpretation means God with us. You understand? God was in this tabernacle. God, you understand? This is the temple, not the tabernacle. You understand? Paul said, God was in Christ. I'm trying to give it to you so you know it. Yeah, God was Emmanuel. Don't the prophets say, which is by interpretation, Emmanuel with us, not in the sky anymore, so he is down here.
Now you're searching and looking for God.
That's really
now man is made in the likeness and image of God. God had him with men, men had a college. Is that right?
Drop
his degrees and so forth and so on. Is that right? Come out and practice lessons and I think he has before he got this done. That's what he's doing. See, now he's called this mark. For the man of God. So I'll proceed to confess that to be a Christian and know what have. You see what I mean? Just as qualified as any of the rest of you.
Yes. From the school of learning.
So a man is made in the likeness and image of God. Is that right?
Right. Right.
Then you don't know nothing about yourself. Then what should you know about God? Yeah. We know that a man's got 206 bones in his body, so say the conventional profession, so forth and so on. Ain't that right?
Right.
Somebody jumped up here and said, well, look here. If the man was, the woman was taken from the man, she ought to be short. He ought to be short. There's one rib, 11 on one side and 12 on the other. So the absentee rhythm of that bone. Now you go ask the orthopedic specialist at the bone specialist. Go ask him. You understand? The rib is the only bone in the body that will grow out. But don't you try that on your leg. You do, you have to go to the hardware store.
That's right.
You see what I mean?
But that's the only one that will go out. And all of the bones you put that in your back.
You wonder why that? Because the woman, she's got to get back in the man.
Yeah.
So then that's the purpose of God. You forget all that believes in him and all that believes in you. That's him too. Amen. That's what it says. That's where they all come out from.
Yeah.
That's where they all go back to. Colossians 1:15-16. Read it.
See, now I'm down here trying to tell you something. See? And nobody in L.A. is so smart until they don't need to come.
Who is the image of the
invisible God? Now, he is his image. Now, man is made in the likeness of image. Now, he's in the image. The man is in the image.
Yeah. Is that right? Of the invisible God. Read.
The first born of everything.
Now, look, he's the first born.
Let me get after that.
Let me get after that.
Now, that Paul said that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's keep down and read this. Revelation 3:14. Revelation means you see. And then let's keep disagreeing with what we just said here.
We're investigating. We're searching. This is a research.
Pardon me, baby.
This is an investigation.
Revelation 3:14. Read.
And unto the angel of the
church. And unto the angel of the church.
Of the Laodiceans.
Of the Laodiceans.
Right. Now you write this. What do you write, my body's soul?
Yes.
These things said the Amen. The faithful and true witness. The beginning of the creation.
Jesus said, we speak that we do know and testify to that which we have seen. Now you Jews, you have never seen his shape and you have never had his bark. I proceeded and come forth from the Father.
And I go back to the Father since I came. Now let me show you that.
Then therein takes on his form.
That's the form. Okay. That's an incorporation. Okay. Understand? Moses saw him in the tree. Is that right? Then he had to come down here into the physical earth.
Yes.
And in this physical earth, he's called Emmanuel, yes, which is by interpretation God with us. You see? You see it now?
Yes. Now listen, 17th chapter of John. Believe me, that I am in the Father.
There he is, in the Father, in the Father, in the Father.
My Father's greater than I am.
This is the thing, oh, that's the constitution, that line of being in the
market. My Father's greater than I am.
But believe me that I'm in my Father. And believe me that my Father is in me.
Not that you want to take my right foot.
It's not right. You don't want to take it that way. You understand?
Peace be still
in the waves and the water. You know good and well, I don't care how scientific it is here.
See what I mean?
You can't hold no wind in your fear. You see what I mean? Them boys laying out there in that book. Ain't that right? That sentence in them rays that's about to be going on. They went to it and they said,
hey, hang up here! Get you a know or something, now, do you understand? Help out here, don't you see? Don't you care whether we perish or not? Don't make no difference you laying up there sleeping.
Get busy and do something.
You see what I mean?
Oh, we're all going to get drowned.
You see what I mean? And he walked out.
See?
Just said, please be still.
Calm down.
You see? They said, well, what manner of man is this? You understand that God is exhaustive. That's the story. You see what I mean?
Right.
No,
but that is Spirit of God. Moves upon the doctrine, come to the faith of the people, and the Spirit of God moves upon the faith of the Lord. Is that right?
Right.
God,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, come. The Spirit and body can't walking on the water tonight. Say, you get the point?
Yeah.
And Big looked out at you while he saw a girl, huh? Didn't he?
You see what I'm talking about? That's God. You see, understand what I'm talking about? Now the folks have love on this thing nothing about. That's why my Christian dude can't get together. It's because they don't know nothing about.
Not able to prove nothing. Well, that's what we're for down here. So I didn't want to get too long. But got all the studies that you took. Is that right? You got here that you formed in the womb. Is that right? You see, you got in matter here, shaping form taking place. Is that right? You got it in the masculine and feminine. Is that right? You got it in the material world. You understand? Now, nobody don't give a hoot about where you come from. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Now, listen. The head is on first. Then he told you in the great two graphs, these days. You understand? Which is the masculine and feminine attributes united into one empire. Is that right? Knowledge is wisdom. Intelligence the crown. You understand? That's the three. They're united into one. Okay, I'm talking about that. Knowledge, you understand? Transpired down into the moon. Here it's born first. See? Now don't think nobody ask you what college you went to. That's where it is. And from that emanates the rest of the body.
Yeah.
Another patriotic shape.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And so on and so on down. Is that right?
Right.
Now I tell you, they're telling you. You understand that Jesus stepped aboard a cloud and he's gone to prepare a place for us. And he's coming back and get us and take us off somewhere for the brother, son, moon, and sky. Ain't that right? And now you don't see nobody sprouting no wings, do you? Well, we just don't understand what it's all about. See, you ought to be in heaven now. If you know what it is, you know anything about what heaven is.
You and your carnal mind, your imagination, and all that kind of stuff.
Now, Jesus has been down that talking to Nicodemus. Said, no man would say, well, I thought that he was translated. You understand? And he walked with God, and God said to him, he just would not. Translated by seeing death. And that's in the Andalusia. And in the post-Andalusia, it's got to be verified and confirmed. So Elijah, he attended in a chariot by and he turns out this man won't like it. He said, is that right? And so he translated, he was carried to heaven. See, they had some little liar out of the paper joke here. You understand what I'm talking about? They said that they just happened to get around 1948, somewhere around there. I don't know exactly. Popeye, the liar, Baptist. Did you mean to tell me you speak that way about the Holy Father? Why, you're just as petty as you can be. There doesn't have to be standing down and sitting down that curtain. You see? Now, if you read the first chapter of Hebrews, you read through without correction in the scriptures. You understand? Without chastising in the scriptures, then you're a bastard, not a
son.
You see? Now, here it is, you're chastising in the scriptures. You understand? That's the reason why I say you was a liar. That's why I wrote this down in 844. Jesus said that, and that's where he said that. And 844 said the devil was a liar right from the word get-go. And you understand? And I told you, you can't find no truth at all in the Romans chapter 13. None whatsoever. There's none that. You see what I mean? There's nothing else because a bunch of idiots and liars. Satanic spirits incarnated in physical bodies.
Yes.
And then here comes the so-called Protestant word. And they're just the same. Now that makes a bad fellow out of me. See, Mr. Miller, somebody said, well, you don't believe in that? I said, no, man, I know. So you're the unbeliever. No, I'm the one to believe. I believe it just like all the churches.
Yes.
They don't.
That's right.
They're always kind of picked up a place to get themselves into. Get their own stock promoted. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about his elevation to the throne. You understand? His promotion. And here the other day, you understand, just to show you how slight old bastard is. See? And knowing what goes on down south, knows about the... See? Knowing what goes on down south, knows about the segregation, you understand, it goes on down south. You understand the discrimination because of the blacks and the whites down there, you understand? Well, maybe I better go back to that a little bit and show you all the wake up and have at least just a part of it.
See, he knows that the Constitution of this society, he knows, and all the American cardinals know that the Constitution of the United States does the fault of religious freedom.
Right.
Is that right? And now they had up that SML council. You understand? The issue of religious freedom. They claim for it. Pope Pius XII said religious freedom is an anarchy. Every soul should be subject to the Pope.
That's right.
Every soul should hear it and submit to it. His word is fine.
That's right.
You see what I mean? They've been going around talking about transubstantiation. What do you mean by transubstantiation? I mean this. They're going around telling people when they stand up and pray over some crackers and some grape juice, then that changes into the actual body and blood of Jesus. Right. Now, you can't lie no worse than that.
That's right.
See, now here comes along the Protestants. They say, no, we disagree with transubstantiation. That we believe in consubstantiation. That means it's a type and a shadow. Well, we don't want no types and shadows to reflect.
Done with that.
You understand? Now, here they come up to make the middle of the house and say, well, we're not so sure whether it's transubstantiation or not. We're seeing it like it ought to be transubstantiation. Then you stupid to be taking that for Lord all these many years.
Just tell you, you get doubts about it all the time, you're lying about it.
Sums up to this town. You sure? Been sitting around 1,000 years and deceived.
That's right.
Don't want a confession if they don't know what it's all about.
That's right?
Right?
Yeah.
Now, when they get ready to come over here, they think the United States is one of the greatest countries in the world. And they know that the Constitution of the United States stands for religious liberty and freedom. Nobody is supposed to be in any ecclesiastical body. To nobody!
Nobody on earth.
Jumped up. He jumped up. The first thing they took to the council, the ecumenical council down there, and they passed on the document of religious liberty. And all the American cardinals, you understand? They went against the Roman Curia down there. You understand? And they voted that religious liberty, religious freedom was decided.
That it still didn't be religious freedom.
Now, old Fast and then get that thing fixed before I come over here.
Before
the 24 days.
Yes.
You
said I'm the stupid of a church, and you haven't got to listen up to Stephen.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yes. See? You never been that all the time. But it's a lie right from the beginning. Is that right? You know what's going on down south. I'm backing out of where I was going to say, and I backed up. See? Something else maybe we better get straight. And you know as well as I do, if you go back into history, you won't find Negroes in the Roman Catholic Church years and centuries ago. Not the first Negro. None.
No, dude.
Hey, you come in and bring me some. Don't you come up here with that guy and help me. You understand? So they went to work and they made a bishop, made a cardinal out of an African Negro. He's showing his humiliation. He's showing his authority. He's showing that he's breaking down religious segregation. See? By having that Negro card. And he appears at the Vatican. You understand? And of course, he wants to show how humble he is.
Yeah. See, the devil is as sly and tricky as he can be, ain't that right? And he shows himself in the right of watching speech.
Is that right? Now, the reason why Christ watched speech is because he told Philip Moses that Aaron made Adam the body, he's the labor of Adam, tabernacle and walked this. He said he's going to fulfill it. He's got the one disciple. You understand? That's a fine law. This is symbolic and native to the cross. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, here he comes up saying it's not native to the cross and he's celebrating. You understand? He's breaking down religious intolerance. You understand? And segregation. You understand what I'm talking about?
You see what I mean? Yeah. And he's sitting on a Negro cardinal over there, and he's in the ranks, and he's showing how humble he is. He's saying why he's going to wash the Negro feet. And went cried one better, too. Yeah, he did one. He did one better. There wasn't a thing in that when they washed the disciples' feet at the labor that Moses had kissed Aaron and Nadab and Abihu his feet. See, the only kissing it got done was out there in the garden. You understand? He showed himself up there. You understand? So here he is over there, stooped down, kissing that Negro's feet. Okay? So he's humble enough. He's dropping down. He's breaking down a second day. He's kissing that Negro's feet. Watch him kiss. You understand? And God always has a reaction to everything. Every time the devil does something, he messes up. Ain't that right? See, and here that Negro has to go to the hospital. It almost died. Now that's in you. That's in the record. It's just too strong up with the dog. It was all down. Now then, that kind of died down, you understand? Yeah. And before he comes over here now, there ain't no need to do over here, you understand? Money. You understand what I'm talking about? He goes to make another Negro get it down. Down home. And then you're down segregation in the town. They got more of a detail that he stacked up by the tribes to protect him, keep somebody from bumping him off. And President Johnson, you understand?
You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to protect the Pope in this country.
You can read down there in your Bible about it, he's bound. And see, this Luke is bound for 1,000 years. And you know just as well as I do. And he got us out of there from the Indians. You understand? And then went on to the room, put around there. That's right.
Yeah.
He said in the time of the Indians, he looked for a little people who grew up on the rest of the earth. That's the same thing. They love fire would come down from heaven and divide. You don't think that's in this one chapter of Revelation? I can't worry, it's bad. You see what I'm talking about? Now, when you see these things come back, you know that the end is not. You understand? Now, you sit around all soup and hollering, yacking around about what church you belong to and all that, and what we speak and how we speak and what we think. You understand? Talk about what the Roman Catholics have decided and what the Brotherhood has decided about and all this kind of thing. You understand what we stand for and what we don't stand for. See, we will stand up for the truth. You understand? See, God was nothing, even nowhere. From the very creation of the world, God didn't care no more about the Jews than he did about the Gentiles. Never did. You see what I mean? And Peter, that's the one who can talk about the truth. Of the truth. That God is no respecter of persons. He that doeth righteousness and works righteousness out of heaven makes you to testify. He has to let you know who you are. Because he said, there is no seed. Is that right? And Israel was just as much of a son of Abraham, Lord Isaac, and Abraham. And God has told Abraham to make those things and make them. And I don't know why he's going to tell him that. You understand? Because all the human race, you understand, come out of Adam, that is. So that's where he has to build Adam. I mean, you understand, have to build Adam that. Because every offspring that comes from Adam, I mean, he's got to bless them all. So then that's what he got to tell Abraham. This was, yeah, Adam, everything was lost in Adam. You see? And there was none there to help him lose the whole thing. So then the prophecy had to prophesy. He said, this comes from Jesus, died, gone from both eyes, having his great displeasure. Five hearts, I read in nine of Pharaoh, the ninth time, like unto one that treads the wine side alone in the first of the thing. But I that think in righteousness, mighty to save, and in my own arm brought salvation down, and there is none with me to help. He hasn't been having no help to reach the thing, and he don't need no help to save. There's always somebody else to kind of help God to be done. You see, what we need to do is learn something.
Yeah.
That's what we're after down here. You understand? Somebody said, well, you know, Jesus said that he's going to give the keys to Peter.
Whatsoever he bound on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatsoever he bound in heaven would be bound on earth. Well, let's say you, look, he said that. You understand? Now, yeah, well, you look like a
big old...
It's the interpretation of what is the key? What's the key? What is the key? It isn't what the way he said it, not just what the things are.
Yes.
Understand? Yes, but the key is the Lord on the top. They're interpreted by the Holy Ghost. That's the thing, and it's closed up at night. You see what I'm talking about? You're holding and closing the key. That's the reason why I said that. If it's not according to this word, it doesn't say anything. It's because there's no light in it. You understand? You ain't got it. And I told you to begin. Everything in Roman Catholic Church does is crime. Says from the crime, and everything that tries to do it's the crime.
Yes.
You see? You understand? Now, somebody deserves to be right. How could you have your bank? You understand? Okay? Understand? And your brother's decided. And if you don't act like they think you should, they're going to put you out of church. You see? That is the way you get into it. You see what I mean? Now, you're born in your family. Almost. You see what I mean? Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, not as much so as you were born in your family. You know the reason why you were born in your family that way? See, then you were born into the church of the body of Christ.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Born in your family. Right. Mm-hmm. So you didn't join your family, did you?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't join, you get the point? That's the way it is. Christ said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. No, I said, you're going to send heaven on yonder there. And that their deacons were that same cost, they were the third table. You understand now that deacons could tell the preacher what to do. He got everything all quick. You understand? There's nothing right. You understand? And we're just making a mop out of it. Well, now down here, we don't care. We're just going to tell you the truth like it is.
Yeah.
See? Somebody said, well, I'm going to get sore about it. Well, you get sore. See? Yeah, well, I'm going with you, and I ain't coming back no more. That's a truth. We were telling the truth when you come here, and you'll still be telling the truth as you go. How's that? Somebody said, well, I don't believe it, guys. It's the pulpit. Defend yourself. You see what I mean? I hope you got something out of here. You understand? What are you? Says Paul, says, who is that not learning questions of God? Because they stir up strife. You understand? Now, you see, you're not even smart and wise enough to see if you ask a fool question. As though Jesus Christ went around and established this church and that church and the other church. We're the one church that anybody belongs to. You're up asking me what church I belong to, ask me a fool question like that. And you think that's smart. See, learn how stupid we are. You understand? He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Right? And he said, no man goeth unto the Father but by me. See? Why? Because my Father is in me. And I'm in my Father. See, no man goeth. Hope, Connie, Bishop. You understand? D-D-D-D. And of course that D-D stands for something else besides that. That doctor of the ring. Ain't that right? It also stands for some old an idea, some dog.